This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
To a Daisy by Alice Meynell. Slight as thou art enough to hide, like all created things, secrets from me, and stand a barrier to eternity. And I, how can I praise thee well and wide from where I dwell upon the hither side? Thou little veil for so great mystery, when shall I penetrate all things and thee, and then look back? For this I must abide, till thou shalt grow and fold and be unfurled literally between me and the world. Then shall I drink from in beneath a spring, and from a poet's side shall read his book. O Daisy mine, what will it be to look from God's side even of such a simple thing? About this poem. To a Daisy appeared in Alice Meynell's first collection, Preludes, published in 1875. In The Tides of the Mind, Alice Meynell's Poetry of Perception, Maria Frawley, chair of the Department of English at George Washington University, writes that the speaker of To a Daisy, an early sonnet, sees in the flower a kind of secrecy akin to the solitude so often represented in poems about individuals. But the poem progresses to foreground the perspective of the poet, who stands, according to the poem, upon the hither side, asking first, when shall I then look back, and later, what will it be to look? The poem juxtaposes the relativity of the poet's temporal perspective to the spatial through its references to the daisy standing between me and the world, and the promise that the poet will drink from in beneath a spring. Ultimately, the temporal and spatial are united through reference to the hither side, the poet's side, and God's side, which cumulatively enable Meynell to underscore variations of perspective within the poem more generally.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.